This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church. Opinions, people will say, matter. And in today's society, opinions seem to matter more than ever. It is interesting that Jesus never allowed popular opinion to drive him, as he was always about doing his Father's business, which meant going to the cross for you and I. Popular opinion, when it contains some elements of truth and not the whole truth, has been called a whole lie. A person who claims to be religious, who mixes half-truths into the Bible's truths, can be a dangerous person due to the fact that they can mislead others and impact their spiritual lives. An example of this would be some that hold that Mary was the one to step on Satan and crush his head rather than Christ. In Genesis 3:15, it says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He," meaning her offspring, "shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This happened at Calvary. Many profess Christ, but they do not possess the Spirit of Christ. We must be both professors and possessors. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20, we see the great Christological confession of Peter. It is a declaration of faith and trust that is not man-made. It is revealed by God. And this confession of Christ involves a great element of faith. When Christ asked this question, "Who do men say that I am?" many opinions may be offered, just as they were then. The popular opinions of his time were not the reality of who he was. They were not even half-truths. You see, Christ came, God in flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, to go to the cross for you and I. It is interesting that opinions never kept Christ from going about his mission. In Mark 10:32-34, Jesus, predicting his death and resurrection, said this: "Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them. And they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would soon happen to him. He said the following: Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and scourge him, and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again." Amen. Hallelujah. We are grateful that these things have happened in history. And we know that the scripture reveals the truth about Jesus. In Mark later, we learn that he offends. We know he was rejected. We know that they thought he was the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James. Joseph and Judah and Simon, are not his sisters here with us? And are they? And they were offended at him. That was from Mark 6:3. And in John 1:10 and 11, it says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." You see, people will receive popular opinions many times because the truth is difficult for them to accept. The community of people who proclaim Jesus confidently, the church, it is them that believe in him. But he is the rock of the church. And the rock of the church, Christ, died for our sins, was buried in a tomb, and resurrected on the third day, just as I said earlier. People, today is a day of decision. We are in the Easter season. And whether or not you are going to be a child of God only through Jesus depends not on popular opinion, but on the Word of God. Will you accept his offer today, freely being born from above, born anew in Jesus Christ? This has been Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church.